this is the only light, then would you please explain to me what is karamna? Explain to me what is karamna? Oh, God said, فَلَغَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمْ وَعَلَّمَهُ الْأَسْمَىٰ. Oh, I appreciated this human being and I taught him names. This is what we are. Abstraction of meaning, name. I will say a lamp. Look at that. Why? No animal does that. We do. Because we know the abstraction of meaning. Language, all started with the language. Here he will say, if the light is what animal knows, then what is that special stuff in me? Because this is what he did to us. We know language, we know names. And name is abstract. So, we have the universe of abstraction as well as the animal life. And in that abstraction, you could understand what love is. Love is abstract. Love is not some material to touch and physical existence. This is what we're talking about. He would say, listen, the only thing you should do, the best thing you should do for yourself is to open your heart. And when I'm talking about open your heart towards the knowledge, I'm not talking about the knowledge that this one understands. This is scientific stuff. That is not it. More than science, there is something more than that. That's in that karamna. That's in the abstraction of our mind, that we could dream about something, plan for something, and understand something. That's the point. Yes?
I am plunged in the light, like the sun. I cannot distinguish myself from the light. My going to prayer and to that solitude is for the purpose of teaching the people the way.
This is David, and you see what the difference he made, the guy. Because this is, if you really believe in this, that's the difference you make to your soul, the spirit. First the spirit, when he arrived, when he wake up in the morning, he was Hakim al-Shara. He was a religious, typical fellow. The guy changed it. Remember, the guy is doing it. This fellow is the fellow that you should look like. What he did? He didn't even beg or ask for David. He begged the God to change to David. Now David realized that, oh, I was in the first paragraph. Second paragraph, dream, prayer, and all that. Suddenly he's saying that, oh yes, now my heart is open, I know I am connected, and you know what? Me, David, I'm the light itself, because I cannot differentiate myself and the light. That's how light is coming. And if I go in solitude and pray, is to teach you, teach everyone. Not that I need that. Yes.
I put crooked in order that this world may become straight. This is war is deceit, O brave knight. There is not permission, otherwise he would have poured out, and I would have raised dust from the sea of the mystery.
What was that about? Suddenly David was talking and say, you know what? I'm all doing this just for you. Do not think about me in this story. I'm teaching you something because this is you fellow, okay? If I was permitted, I will open up all the secrets. But it doesn't work that way. I cannot do that. Because now David is getting drunk and is trying to go out of the way a little bit. Because the guy changed David. Remember this. in no religious story you will hear all of this. Rumi will dare to do all of this because he doesn't care about those authorities and stuff like that. He wants to explain it to you. Here, he will say, oh, if it was possible, the spirit could open up and throw out all the secrets. But, let's see, yes?
There is not permission. Otherwise, he would have poured out and would have raised dust from the sea of the mystery. David went on speaking in this tenor. The understanding of the people was on the point of being burned up. Then someone pulled his collar from behind, saying, I have not any doubt as to his unity. He came to himself, cut short his discourse, closed his lips, and set out for the place where he was alone.
Did you notice how strangely he changed his story? Suddenly, imagine, if you want to make a movie out of it, you cannot. Because there should be this David standing up on the pedestal, and the guy are some stairs down there, and suddenly David will start to talk about God. How do you manage to put someone behind him to grab his leg and get, come on, cool down, and the guy will cool down? Exactly what he did two paragraphs ago. Do you remember? He said, oh, I'm owing the exposition of this, although you should go and read Alam Nashah along with that, right? Here he knows that, okay, David has started to talk about all the secrets and all that, but this is not the way we want to do it. So let's find someone to stop David. Somebody will grab his collar and say, stop it, and David immediately will wake up and say, oh yes, this is not the place. Okay, let's go and relax. So let's go and relax upon this story. I hope this will be your life story. Masalam. Thank you.